The sound heard in an otherwise stunned and hushed Yankee Stadium last night was the sound of records cracking.
Bagwell to Wagner. It's a no-no at New York for six Houston pitchers.
The Houston Astros pitched the first no-hitter against the Yankees since 1958 and the first in Yankee Stadium since 1952. The Astros broke the Yankees' 6,980-game streak, the longest in Major League history. And what's more, it took a record six Astros pitchers to do the job. The previous record for a no-hitter was four pitchers, and that's only happened twice in the majors. Milo Hamilton called the game for Houston's KTRH radio. That was him we heard a moment ago. Today, during an afternoon game at Yankee Stadium, he took a break from the play-by-play to tell us about last night's historic moment.
As you got to the sixth and seventh, you realized there was something special going on. And as it moved on, we started striking out everybody in the park. In fact, struck out eight in a row at one time. And then they had to look at Billy Wagner, arguably the best closer in baseball. And he came on and just made it look easy at the end. And it was something special. Wagner never comes into a game with an 8-0 lead. So it was all different for him, but he was all pumped up because he knew it was special. He wasn't coming in to get a save, which is his job.
Mm-hmm.
He was coming in to be a part of history, six pitchers being a part of a no-hitter. And, boy, he was pumped.
And did you realize right away, wow, six pitchers pitching a no-hitter, we've never seen that before. That's
oh, yeah, four was the most. So the minute we brought in the fifth, we knew we, if it continued on, we had a new record for a number of pitchers getting together on a no-hitter.
I've read that the Astros manager, Jimmy Williams, down in the dugout, didn't even realize until maybe he said the seventh inning that this
was
going to be making history.
That's what he told me on our show before the game today, because when you change pitchers three or four times, you figure somebody must have gotten a hit.
It had to have happened, right?
Well, he looked right below it, and there was the Yankee column, no hits. And a lot of the guys in the dugout didn't either, and one of the guys in the bullpen kept asking, why is everybody getting excited? One of the other pitchers said, we don't talk about it. It's a superstition. I didn't say it, and I've been doing this 54 years.
So you didn't say it in your broadcast last night until the end of the game. You didn't say we could have a no-hitter going here.
Absolutely not. There's 8-10 different ways you can say it. You can say last night, for instance, once I said there's 13 hits in the game and the Astros have all of them. Or give the totals. Astros 6-13-1, Yankees 0-0-1.
I wonder if you could just describe the last out of that game and what happened right after the game ended.
Well, Wagner had struck out the first two batters. Now is the ground ball to first, and Bagwell is going to field it at first, but the pitcher needs to get over to take the underhand toss.
To cover the base.
He did, and two grown men immediately embraced in a bear hug because they knew they had just been a part of history, let alone a no-hitter. It was just a great moment. See, this game's been played since right after the Civil War. That never happened before. My guess is it won't happen in my lifetime again.
And you were there to see it.
You bet I was. There to describe it.
KTRH play-by-play announcer Milo Hamilton at Yankee Stadium, where last night a record six Houston Astros pitchers threw the first no-hitter against the New York Yankees in 45 years.